escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get a song and we'll play it. Send your request. Pause for tax line of Portet 583-1057. But we said the Oriole Hall of Fame luncheon is happening as we speak. And I can't be there for obvious reasons. But Adam Jones, Joe Wersolak, Tom Davis going in. Tom Davis, Calvert Hall. Long time Orioles and Baltimore broadcast legend. I mean, I like to think I know a lot about the history of the Orioles. But my stuff kind of starts from like 66 through whatever. And now current day, I forgot Jay Payton even played for the Orioles. He was there for 3 years. I'm like, he played what? Who's Corey Patterson? What's a Dave Tremblay? But Tom Davis, he's one of these brilliant, like Keith Mills, Stan a fan. There are a lot of guys. I don't want to start naming names because I'll forget people. Jim Henneman was this dude. They've forgotten more about the Orioles history. Phil Wood. Than most of us will ever know, even those of us who think we know something. But Tom Davis goes back to, I've got this book, and I got it when I was like 7 or 8 years old, or my parents bought it for me, about Roberto Clemente. And there's a picture in said book after the 71 World Series, where the Pirates win at Memorial Stadium. It's Clemente and Steve Blass hugging each other. And standing behind him is Tom Davis. This is 1971. So he's covered the team for years. He was on Channel 11, if memory serves. HTS for many years. And then, of course, Masson. So Tom Davis, when you talk about foremost Baltimore baseball historians, he's the guy. And then Joe Wersolak, who became a friend. Teammate of Cal Ripken's, part of the 89, well, he's part of the 88 and 89 Orioles in the starting lineup in 92, first game at Camden Yards, as he told us yesterday. You know, he was our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight for the first 4 years of the program. A couple of playoff teams, 12 and 14, slack doing that, led the American League in outfield assist in 1991. He was a speed burner in Pittsburgh, broke his foot, could still run, but maybe lost those wheels. And 5 years in Baltimore, was a fan favorite. And then Adam Jones, Ryan Ripken's joined us. Ripken with Ryan. Ryan, what's happening?
Hey, how are we doing? No, keep going. I love the history of it.
All right. My all-time favorite Oriole is Paul Blair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of that age. When I played Little League, yes, I did. I could actually swing a bat and catch a ball. I used to trip run around the base, but that's another problem. I always had the wrong shoes on. Like left foot was on the right foot. It was just this crazy scenario, but I wore number 6.
Mm-hmm.
I played third base, center field, you know, primetime positions. Cause, you know,
I mean, checks out. Have you seen?
Primetime game.
Primetime player, Bob.
Yeah, we were the worst team in our league, but it is what it is because guys like me were playing third base and center field. But I love Paul Blair. With all due respect to Palmer, by the time your dad came up, I was a teenager. I was drinking beer at his first game when he had his first home run. But when I was a kid, everybody loved Brooks. I did. Mm-hmm. Jim Palmer, certainly. Singy, Bumbry. But Paul Blair was always my dude.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, he was the best all-around center fielder in Orioles history. And he still is the best defensive center fielder. Eight gold gloves kind of tells that story. But Adam Jones. Now we're talking full package guy. Multiple gold gloves. Multiple all-star appearances. Big power bat. He had wheels. He could steal bases. To me, if we're putting together the all-time Orioles team by position, he's the all-time center fielder. Now works for the team.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no surprise that he's going into the Orioles Hall of Fame on the first ballot. And obviously, you know Jonesy there. And we'll call him Jonesy because you're friends with him, Ryan. But, I mean, this guy was a premier player. And when the Orioles, Andy McPhail, traded for him, that Seattle trade for Bedard kind of started. Tillman was part of that deal, too. Yep. That started that new wave that Buck Showalter eventually cultivated a couple years later.
You know, when you're talking about all the history of the Baltimore Orioles, and you're right, Blair, that's a name. When we go back to the older generation of the history of the Baltimore Orioles. It is, right? And you mentioned guys like Brooks, even my father. Adam Jones, when he was in Baltimore, became one of the new faces of this side of history for the Orioles. And it actually was during that time where the Orioles actually became relevant again. You know, 1997, the Orioles had a very good team.
Wire to wire.
Cleveland. You know, I talked to Omar Vizquel. Did he bunt the ball or not in that playoff game? On the squeeze
Webster.
Play?
Yeah.
Right? But in all seriousness, they were right on the doorstep of going to a World Series in 97. And then after that year until 2012, didn't have a winning year. And then you talked about the moves that were made. And Adam Jones, though, in that process became a player that fans gravitated towards. And it helps then because you can gravitate towards a player, but the player, if he's really good, you even like him more. And Adam Jones started that new stage of what Baltimore baseball could be. It was a great 5-6 year run for the Baltimore Orioles in general. I think over that 5-year stretch, they won the most games in the American League. So it's always really cool to reflect. And I'm glad you talked before about Tom Davis and Joe Orsolak. This is, despite all the issues that the Orioles have had over the years, because there hasn't been enough winning. There hasn't been.
Oh, hell no.
But there have been so many people that have been a part of this community to make the experience better. And that's why I love when they do the Hall of Fame, the Orioles Hall of Fame, because people can remember how great the history of the Baltimore Orioles are on and off the field.
And Baltimore's long been considered, Ryan, as you know, better than anyone because your family lineage is part of it. It's a great baseball town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fans, I'm going to say they're apathetic right now. They're pissed. You know, apathy means they don't care. They're pissed off right now. And yesterday's news, I know you don't have anything to do with the ticket situation and all of that. I mean, Nolan, get in here. Nolan McGraw, who, by the way, tomorrow from 2 to 4 is going to be hosting a show.
Hey,
here on 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw, and I know everyone you know Nolan, and, you know, he tends to run hot from time to time. Yesterday is about as hot as I've heard you run in many, many months.
Since the day before.
Yeah, the day before. But the season, the timing couldn't have been worse to announce not only we're eliminating long-term season ticket packages, we're raising prices. So, Nolan, for those who may not have heard it yesterday, probably going to hear it tomorrow, and I guess Ryan, explain why yesterday's news rubbed you the wrong way.
Oh,
it was grinding your gears.
Definitely going to hear about it tomorrow. Between 2 and 4, by the way. Why am I? I'm the dedicated, like, anger guy now. You're bringing me in out of the bullpen. Like,
my throat starts hurting.
We need a hard-throwing lefty here. All right, I got you. It was a bad look. It's just a bad look. And you see the immediate response from everyone on social media, everyone in this fan base, people that called the station, people that texted the station. I know the afternoon show got a lot of reception from it. This morning, a lot of people were calling. People are pissed off. I mean, it makes perfect sense. You're boosting the price of tickets overall, but that's not really the full story. I mean, to eliminate smaller game plans and push and steer people towards larger game plans when Let's be honest. I think more people would be willing to sign up for a 5-game plan, an 8-game plan, a 10-game plan if you rolled out more options on the lower end where there's more convenience and flexibility. I think more people would buy those packages. And as far as I know, there is still a 10-game package, but it doesn't come with the same benefits as the bigger game packages. So what's this all about? What's the point? You know, Camden Yards doesn't sell out unless the bananas are there or unless it's opening day. Didn't even sell out in the playoffs last year. So right. What is the incentive to have season tickets? Why should I not just buy them the day of, really an hour before the game, and get them for dirt cheap?
Yeah, and it's, you are right though, guys. I have, you know, I want to clarify, I have nothing to do with this, by the way. But I do understand where fans are coming from. You know, timing, not going to say that timing's everything, but timing definitely can really play with the emotions of people. And, you know, normal cases, you know, they might have already had this all established, right? That's my guess. You have this established. We're going to roll this out. You just were hoping that this wasn't going to come at a time when the team is below 500. You just sold players. You had a rough road trip. And everyone's still kind of wondering what's going to happen next with the ball club. You know, you were thinking when the plan was probably assessed to do this, hey, we're going to be fighting for a playoff spot. We're going to be contending to win the AL East. And so it didn't go according to plan. But no, and to your point, you know, that is what's happening now with fans. And I hear it. You know, what's the value? How do we feel valued? I think is where people go to. And I think that's what I hear with you is understanding that business is going to change, but the way things have gone, and the reason why we just mentioned the Hall of Fame and those guys going in, I mentioned this last week. What do people love with the team that they root for? It's either that you win, and that usually enhances your experience, or you feel impacted and you feel attached to either the players or you feel part of the community. And I think for the Orioles over the last years, there's been a disconnect, even with the winning. I think there's been a disconnect with the community of Baltimore and the team, which I hope down the road. I don't have the answer right now, so don't call me and ask for the answer. But I do hear that there is a disconnect, and their fans have a right to be frustrated about it.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a tone deaf thing coming out of the warehouse. Now, if you announce this in November after you hire your new manager, maybe you extend one of your younger players, you know what I mean? Or you're really in on getting to the winter meetings and spending some dough. All right, cool. All right, up here, you're investing money into the team. All right, maybe I'll reinvest in you financially. But what's the incentive? What's my motivation? When we come back, Orioles are back tonight, taking on the A's. Looks like Ryan Mountcastle could be back for this game as well, which leads to the question, well, what does this mean for Coby Mayo? Could we see muscles back on the IL after he got his hand caught in the fence up at Philadelphia? We'll get into all of that and more. We're ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Also get Ryan's thoughts on last night's Ravens game. The Looper stubbed his toe. He better not stub his toe moving forward if you dig room.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Coming from. We'll be at Pickles Pub, me, Ryan, and Joe LaCroix starting at 6 for BBT, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. First time in a couple of weeks. I mean, you and I haven't done a BBT down there in what? I was wearing a tank top from what I remember.
It was, and the Orioles were still over 500 back. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's been 2 years ago.
It feels so long. I'm excited. Friday nights down at Pickles is a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a little double dip for you and I, Bob.
Yeah, so we'll make it happen. And granted, the Orioles are out of it, so are the A's. Orioles are actually ahead of the A's in the standings, but Ryan Mountcastle could be making his return to the lineup, and we'll be following along. Tony Manzalino meets with the media at 4, following along with the roster moves are going to be. But Mountcastle, Ryan started to percolate a little bit with the power numbers, most importantly, with the Tides. He's going to come up tonight because 2 weeks ago, Manzalino said he'd be up in Philly. Obviously, that didn't happen coming back from the hammy. He returns to the lineup. Question is, in what capacity and how this impacts Kobe Mayo, who we're now all excited to see, especially based on his recent run of success, his last game. He looked like Ryan Mountcastle from 3 years ago.
Yeah, I think that Kobe Mayo needs to play. He's got to get his reps. And I'm not saying that Kobe Mayo has to play every single game, but if you're playing 6 games in a week, I'd like to see Kobe in 5 of them, just to make it clear. Now, I think you can have Mountie play quite a bit too. Like, if you schedule this out correctly, you know, honestly, the Ramon Arias part of the team actually, to me, complicated their roster construction because the Orioles love to have designated DH days for their infielders. And I get it. You want to give guys time, you know, to rest. But I'll argue this. Let them just play the position. You know, at this point, I would love for Jackson to continue to get as many reps at second base. Jordan Westberg to continue to get reps at third. And Gunnar Henderson. And Gunnar doesn't want a DH, but I get the fact you want to protect the player, rest the player. But when Ramon was on the team, Bob, what would happen? You DH Jackson? All right, well, Ramon slots in there. The DH spot's taken up, and that takes away from a guy like Mayo, a guy like Mountcastle. All this could shift, though, upcoming, and that depends on who's coming up in the future.
Right.
Guys like Beavers and Basayo are two names that we're going to continue to watch. But Mountie, people forget how good Mountie can be at the big league level. I think people do forget he has the rookie home run record for the Baltimore Orioles. It hasn't been pretty the last couple of years, and I'd argue more than anything for Mountie, his biggest thing is the mental side. Can he get out of his head? Because, Bob, I have seen a lot of guys hit. I've seen been around a lot of players where it sounds different and only certain guys can do things. And if we're looking at this team, Gunnar Henderson, probably number one, can do anything with the bat. And I'd make the argument from what I've seen, Ryan Mountcastle can do it too. The problem with Mountie is the mental side and staying healthy hasn't led to results. I think the Orioles, they're going to have to make a decision on him too, Bob. And this is a big next 2 months for the team.
Now, Mountcastle goes back to first base. Or if Mountcastle, for instance, Ryan and Nolan and you, the listener, he rakes, he becomes possibly a tradable commodity in the offseason because he's already in his arbitration years.
Mm-hmm.
Mayo looks like the future there along with Basayo. Maybe that could be your platoon in 2026 as soon as that. I'd like to see Mayo get a little more adept around the bag defensively here because, you know, Mountcastle's a two-time Gold Glove finalist there.
Yeah, I mean,
and worked his ass off to get to that.
Yeah, Mountie's the better first baseman. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it.
Better athlete too, maybe.
You know, I don't want to take that credit away from Kobe because you know he's a good athlete in himself. But if you're looking at Mountie's versatility of coming in as a shortstop when he was drafted, so he has a little bit more of that body type and being used to that system, the versatility. So yeah, I'd probably favor Mountie on that. Sure. You know, but the biggest thing is you want to try to get confidence back with these guys. And I am really curious, Bob. I don't know what their plan is going to be for Mountie in the long term moving forward now, just because where the team is right now, you have a lot of question marks. But this goes into what the Orioles, while it's been so great they've won the last couple of years, it's also led to this discussion where you still don't know who you want to be in certain spots. And I still don't like platooning. I really don't. I think for certain guys, it makes sense. But for most players, it doesn't. Because you're putting a thought into a hitter's mind that you can't do something. You know, Kyle Stowers was a perfect example of that, where metrics said, okay, well, someone else is better against lefties. So Kyle Stowers didn't play against lefties. Then he's thinking, can I do it? Well, clearly he can. He's doing everything down in Miami. But with guys like Mountie, Mayo, you say Basayo, I would only want to see a platoon if you're trying to keep a guy healthy from doing his other job. Basayo comes up here, right, Bob?
Yeah.
He would not catch every day. So that makes sense. But when we're looking at Mountie and Kobe, I don't know. I don't see – that doesn't make sense to me on a platooning force there. Like, you're going to have to pick one down the stretch here and ride with that and live with that decision going into 2026.
Now, Basayo, Beavers both having monster seasons. Mm-hmm. And we've known Basayo is a premier prospect, one of the tops in baseball. Beavers has really come on strong, the power numbers especially, Ryan, here at 2025. And Nolan and I tried to exercise the term service time from our vocabulary, but it's real.
Yeah.
And August 15th, I believe, is the date where they can maintain their rookie eligibility for 2026. Is that all we're waiting for here as a week from today?
I think so. I do. And first off, I don't blame any team for playing the game, and the game is the business. You're not in it. You can keep rookie status, which could then help you get future compensation. Also gets you more control for these players. Like, everything makes sense to that. But this is also what I hate about that in the game, is because the business side, it's the right move for them to do it. But I'm a big believer, if they're ready, you bring them up. They should be up here. Basayo's ready to be proven at this level. Beavers is ready to get an opportunity to see if he's going to be a part of your equation. You don't want to have in the past years where guys have been crushing in the minor leagues, Bob, but then the team, what happened the last couple of years, you're winning and you don't want to give them runway. This is the runway. This is the runway to see what they can do, and there's opportunity there. So, yeah. I mean, the frustration for me is not at anything with the Orioles making a business decision, because it's the right business decision, 100%. But this is also that's a whole deeper conversation when we talk about the collective bargaining agreement and going towards team control of guys. It's moments like this when you go, is the guy ready? Yes, that should be the only answer, but that's not what teams have to look at.
Ripping it with Ryan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw will come back. Count some dough heading into the weekend. Talk about sports subjects, buy or sell. Talk more about last night's Ravens-Colts preseason opener. Ryan Ripken was watching the game with great interest. Get his thoughts on how Baltimore's starting to shape up. Keaton Mitchell looked really, really good. And then DeJounte Wester, did he win the punt returner job just in one game? American League East report coming up at 1 o'clock. No games last night, but very interesting matchups in the American League East against other teams coming up this weekend. Standings report as well. Oh, by the way, the Orioles, they're not mathematically eliminated, but they've been out of it since like April the 1st or something.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Ribbing it with Ryan. Bob, Andy, Ryan, Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Orioles ace tonight, 7:05 first pitch. Birds back home after a 2-4 road trip. We'll be at Pickles. Come on down. That might be the highlight of your day, just coming down to see me, Ryan, and Joe LaCroix. Nolan would be there, but he's got a big radio program he's going to have to prepare for, which we'll talk about. Ravens last night against the Colts. They win. Some good things happen for Kone. Horrible. Worst news possible that Bilal Kone, the rookie sixth-round draft pick, season comes to an end before it really even started. So we'll talk about that and more. But quick draw. Where's our dough heading into the weekend?
All right, a look at the stock report here. The NASDAQ is in the green. It's up 191. S&P 500 also up 46. Dow Jones up 215. Can we really do it today? Under Armour, well, no, they're down $1.46. And DraftKings also in the red, down $2.04.
I looked at my weed stock yesterday, which I have about 1,000 shares of.
Weed stock?
I got medical marijuana stock. Oh. 0.0.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm Blutarsky.
Huh. Stay right there.
With the weed stock. And I won't get rid of it because nobody wants to buy it. Anyway, next.
Well, it's not worth anything. So
I'll give you this dollar for $4.
Hey, go ahead. Let's start in the NFL today. After waiting a few years for his opportunity, Jordan Love showing his true potential with the Packers. But one area he's looking to improve is with his legs. A couple of years ago in 2023, took off 50 times for 247 yards and 4 touchdowns, but last year cut that in half, just 25 attempts for 83 yards. Obviously, an injury played a part in that, but still a significant drop for him. He says when he goes back and watches the film, he sees a lot of cases where he could have taken off and run, picked up some easy yards. Buy or sell, Bob, Love will have a new career high in rushing yards this year.
Yeah, I'll buy that. And look, this kid's ascending to maybe top 10 quarterback in the NFL status. Problem with the Pack is who's he throwing the football to? If, in fact, he wants to stick around in the pocket because they could run the ball with Josh Jacobs. So, yes, I will buy that he becomes more versatile in that dual threat quarterback realm this season.
Over to Major League Baseball, one of the biggest surprises of the trade deadline, Carlos Correa heading back to Houston. Really a strange journey for him when he left the Astros for the first time. There was those physical issues, was about to sign with the Giants, then he didn't. Or he did technically put pen to paper, but then they negated it. Anyway, winds up in Minnesota, ultimately on a one-year deal. Everything goes well, signs a six-year extension before the 2023 season, and now they trade him. Well, that contract's going to carry him through at least his age 33 season, plus there's four vesting years on top of that, so could be a really long tenure here. Outside of some missed time the past couple years, really no concerns over his production. Buy or sell, Ryan, Correa will finish out the rest of his career with Houston.
I can buy that. You know, I think that's where he ultimately wanted to be. You know, everyone, when they wait to get to free agency, when you get there, you're going to try to chase the money to an extent, right? You know, maybe it's the hometown team that keeps you. But even Aaron Judge, in that case, went to free agency, you know, and ultimately signed back with the Yankees for his big deal. I think it's $360 million. So when you get to that, you know, you want to cash out. And I think for Correa, it hurt a little bit that he felt that the Astros just didn't see that value. Well, you flash forward now. The Twins sold the entire team. Well, they might sell the team, but it felt like they actually sold
right.
their roster. And Carlos Correa is going back to a place he's really comfortable with. I really do think that he wanted to be there the entire time. He loves Houston, it seems like. And guess what? Since he's been back there in the short sample time, hitting 346 in six games already. So I think he's going to produce, and I think he's going to end his career as an Astro.
And I think Santander here probably felt that same vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, if he would have got a fair offer, he would have signed big time.
Yep, it got too close to free agency. Yeah. And then you say, well, wait a minute, there might be some more dough out there, and then you take the contract. So I don't blame them for it.
Well, ESPN's involvement in NFL Red Zone has many people up in arms, Bob included, was ranting about it earlier this week, but he's not alone in his concerns. Will this remain untampered? Scott Hansen, he's still the face of Red Zone, but just feels like it's a matter of time before ESPN tries to put their fingerprints on it. Roger Goodell insists that nothing will change and is even trying to entice us a little further by teasing a potential college football version of Red Zone. Well, that makes all the sense in the world. Even more college games on a Saturday than an NFL Sunday, not all of them on national TV. It makes perfect sense. Buy or sell, Bob, if ESPN can deliver us a college Red Zone, then this whole deal will be worth it.
I'm going to soft buy it. My question is, how many college football games are going on at the same time?
We got the noon games. You got the like the 3-4 games and the night games.
So is insert host here going to do a bazillion hours straight? I think it would work better if you just did like the top 25.
Yeah.
Or like marquee matchups. I mean, are we going to, hey, let's go see what Yale and Dartmouth are doing. That sort of thing. You can't, there's literally no way possible that you could cover every football game that's going on in a Red Zone setting. There's only so many you can choose from. NFL's got X amount of games.
But that's the appeal, like getting to see, check in on games that you're not actually going to watch the whole game. Like nobody's watching Yale Dartmouth.
Okay.
But if somebody's in the Red Zone, all right, hey, pop in.
But where do you draw the line in the how many? You know what I mean? Am I making sense here?
I hear you. I mean,
there's a lot of
Northwestern versus, you know, Rutgers or people giving a crap unless they have money on the game or something. You know what I mean?
Well, then it needs a good face like Scott Hansen. It's only as good as the delivery, right? Red Zone, we like the content, but it's only as good as the way Scott Hansen takes us around the world of the NFL.
Friend of the show. We haven't had him on, but started at Comcast Sportsnet.
Yeah.
And fantasy, the Red Zone basically is a byproduct of fantasy.
Fantasy. No, yeah. No doubt. I was about to say is if the college
betting,
football.
That betting, I think I would say more so.
Oh, yes, I agree. So, and also the NFL, the sample size, no more, 15, 16 games they're going to run. Well, it's less than that because they don't run the primetime games. So I think there's going to have to be a cutoff, you know, for it not to get oversaturated. Which games are you choosing is going to be the question, because you're or if there's an upset alert, I'd love to see those.
Okay,
upset alert, you know, Northern Illinois they're knocking on the door. Like, I'd be cool with that, but wow, there's so many possibilities.
Give me the Octobox. Yeah. And just be done with it, all right? Man, that first Octobox of the season, that hits like, woof.
How do you go to the bathroom? All right, next.
Well, actually, next up is a giveaway, and we got a double whammy of giveaways today.
Oh, boy.
So I've been talking about Stone Temple Pilots all week. We've been giving away those tickets all week. But there's also another special giveaway a little bit later in the show. We'll get to that. But for now, let's finish up Stone Temple Pilots. Coming to the Horseshoe Casino on October 11th, your last chance to win tickets this week. I'm looking for caller number 6 at 410-583-1057. Your last chance to get these tickets. Call now.
Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. We'll come back talking about the Colts and Ravens last night, M&T Bank Stadium. Got the American League East report coming up at 1 o'clock. Hey, got the Jacob Calvin Meyer Orioles Hall of Fame's happening. I'm guessing all the media dudes and ladies are at the luncheon, so he'll be joining us at 1:30. Talk about the eventual call-up of Basayo and Beavers, and what's the status report on old Muscles O'Neal. Just when it looked like he was heating up, he missed two games in a row. As the Ravens beat the Colts 24-16, M&T Bank Stadium preseason opener for both teams, and make it something happen. Both did. Keaton Mitchell averaged almost 8 yards per carry, very reminiscent of what he was 2 years ago prior to the knee injury. Looks a little bigger as far as like girth and mass, but the speed appears to be back. And Wester and John Harbaugh was reluctant to hand him the job. But boy, did he take the bull by the horns. And now it's his to lose. And I'm guessing right now, Ryan Ripken and Nolan and audience, just don't fumble any punts. Next two games, you're good to go.
Yeah, keep it clean. Ball security is job security number one. And then, yeah, you take advantage or make first impressions, I guess. Let's start with that. First impressions. That's where I want to start. How about that impression of a first NFL action of a game? You go out there and had a good first return and then does that, right? Then the other part is taking advantage of your opportunities. And he understands, Wester, to make the team, to be a part of it, this is the path. This is what you have to do. And we know in football, look, I always talk about this in baseball, pitching, defense, hitting, three phases. Football, it's the same three phases. Special teams can really change the complexion of a game. And if you have a guy that can flip the field just like that and make an impact there on kickoffs, punt returns, man, you know, I'm with you. Right now, first impression checks the box. And secondly, he looks to be ready for his opportunities.
Also had a big 30-yard catch, too. And I don't know how much he's going to be needed in the pass game.
Right.
Because there's a lot of weapons there for Lamar Jackson to choose from. But it looks like if in a pinch, he could bring a little to the equation, much like we've seen from Tylan Wallace over the last couple of years, with more explosiveness, it seems, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much depth, which think about that for the Ravens wide receiver room. Over the years, if you've been a Ravens fan since they came back to Baltimore, the franchise came to Baltimore, right? They haven't been known to having the wide receiver, quote-unquote, help. They've had pieces, but right now you're looking at a room that it's hard to crack the top three or four. Then you have two tight ends. I know that Likely, obviously, is going to be coming back here after surgery. But for Wester, you're going to be challenged every day. This team doesn't have any holes, and you need to be ready. You have to be ready. But like I just mentioned, his role to make this team and his role to have an impact in 2025 is going to first start on what he can do on special teams. And I'm excited. I watched the Buffs a lot too this past year. My sister works there, Bob, and went to Colorado. Go Buffs. So I was really excited when the Ravens got him, and so far so good through 1 week.
Now with Keaton Mitchell himself, he had the big touchdown run, breaking tackle, showing that breakaway speed. He's, I guess, anticipated to be the kick returner. Ali had the great return last night. But we talk about Keaton Mitchell. Henry's a Hall of Famer, still playing like a guy in the prime of his career. Justice Hill's great in pass pro, can help you catching the ball out of the backfield. But Keaton Mitchell's that guy that just from literally any place on the field can take it to the end zone. And now he brings that kick return explosiveness to the equation as well. And you mentioned the special teams and NFL's trying to make the kickoff return more relevant after trying to basically make it irrelevant for years. I mean, there's a dude that could be advantage Baltimore. A lot of speed, it seems, in that area for the Ravens.
I mean, the two terms. He's a playmaker and he's a home run hitter. He can get a handoff and he can take it 20 yards. He could take it to the house, right? He's explosive. I think that was the great part to see yesterday, last night, was seeing Keaton Mitchell have that burst. Saw that Keaton Mitchell that we saw a couple years ago where you went, man, when he touches the ball, you think that he can make a house call. And that is something that we know, obviously, King Henry, Derrick Henry, yes, he can do it too, and he can still get it up there and run 20-some miles an hour. Saw that Buffalo game here last year in Baltimore. But we know what his role. He's going to get all the carries. But you need to have guys that can go and make a splash. And for Keaton, the biggest thing is, does he feel good? And right now, the eye test shows he looks back to what he was. And if he's healthy, I know it's not fun as a player to see where do you fit in. But for a fan of a team, well, man, we got another guy that can go out and make a big play for us. It's a huge boost, especially as injuries will pile up throughout the season.
Disappointing for me last night. Nolan, you get in here if you want as well. I wanted to see Devontae Walker and Wade, you know, some of the younger pass catchers get an opportunity to flourish, but they couldn't because quarterback play was so bad, especially Leary. We're not trying to, you know, lambaste him too much because it is just a preseason game. But, you know, out of these guys, because they're not going to run with Lamar Jackson even out at practice, so how do they get a chance to make impressions when, you know, they're kind of limited in regards to what the quarterback's giving them?
I'm sure that the Ravens coaching staff takes into account, you know, the quarterback play isn't there, the offensive line play isn't there, then the quarterback can't make the reads. And if the quarterback's not doing his thing, then you can't go out there and make plays. So I think all of that is accounted for. I think with some of those guys, like talking about Tez Walker specifically, you know, what you do in joint practices, what you do on the practice field might have even more weight because those are going to be the consistent reps that you see behind the scenes. You know, I go back and look at, this is not the comparison of this, of the types of players, but I remember back when Patrick Mahomes, I was trying to figure out when they drafted Mahomes and they had Alex Smith, and you didn't really hear much about Mahomes, you know, maybe played in the preseason, but no one really talked about him. Mm-hmm. And then when they moved off from Smith, they said, we are ready to make that move. And why was that? Well, we've seen what he's done in practice. In practice, he's shown it. So I would love to see the opportunities in the game. Maybe then, and I'm buying that Cooper Rush is going to play better as well, like in general, the situation, right, like down the road and all that. But yeah, I think that the practice reps, I think, are where teams are really going to look for those other guys and hold more weight than just a quarter of play with guys you don't usually play with.
Yeah, and Devontae Walker's done enough so far training camp to turn some heads,
yes,
and he's certainly going to be part of that wide receiver room. We'll come back, shift back to baseball. American League East report no games last night or yesterday, but some interesting matchups within the division. Talk more about the Orioles and A's as well. Standings update, Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, talk about the series that's coming up and what are the storylines for the Orioles in the final 7 weeks of the regular season.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.